Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Danielle?
Yes.
Hi, Danielle. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you for asking. You know, it's Monday, so just running around like crazy.
Right.
So, Danielle, it looks like your file was actually just sent over to me to go ahead and apply this pretty significant rate reduction for your young company. Before I get into the price, though, did you have any questions? I kind of wanted to open it up for you. I'm sure there's some things you're curious about, how it works, what's going on.
Tell me more about how it works and, you know, rates and stuff like that.
Sure. So just to bring me up to speed here a little bit, now, you are in this company with your husband, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Did Lulu talk to your husband and get your number from him, or?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. So this is something that you handle on your own then?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Would you want to, like, run it by him first, or is it he just kind of leaves it up to you?
I would probably run it by him, but I mean, ultimately, like, I think that I would probably be the one that you need to be trying to sell the service to.
Well, I mean, I'm more just asking if we should all be on the same page. Like, maybe if we should do, like, a three-way call.
No.
Okay.
I think I can pretty much make the decision.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I didn't think that you couldn't. I just wanted to make sure that we, you know, we're all kind of on the same page. You know what I mean? So,
That's fine. I understand.
Yeah. So, now, Danielle, you guys are traveling about 50 miles. She put up to an hour. Are you kind of married to that, like, service area, or would you be okay with keeping it at about 50 miles?
I'm okay with keeping it at that. Like I told her, if it was commercial work, we'd be willing to travel further.
Uh-huh.
But for residential jobs, you know, and it honestly depends on the price, you know, like the amount of work that the customer needs done, because we wouldn't mind, you know, but we don't want to travel, you know, 2 hours for like a $500 job, because you know, it just wouldn't be worth it at that point.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, so then that being said, I do have a couple of different options for you. Okay. So, I mean, our platinum package is going to be a great start for you guys. Especially since you don't have much online, you're going to have to really kind of build an online presence before you can actually really do much else on Google to begin with. So we would need to create you a Google business profile, you know, help you to generate some reviews. We do get your company on the first page of Bing on sponsored Facebook ads that are retargeted ads. So we target your work on Google with keyword phrases and areas and locations. And then if somebody doesn't choose you from there, Facebook recognizes you as a potential client, and then they retarget your ad for those search terms there on their news feed. If that kind of makes sense.
Okay.
So,
so I guess my question would be, like, even though, you know, we would pop up right there, Gunner, go change your clothes. Even though we would pop up right there, you know, with us not having a lot of reviews, how would that work? Because I know, like, if I was to search something and they had no reviews, like a plumbing company, I guess I'm just kind of asking how that part of it works.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, we're going to push your Google business profile to the first page and help you to generate reviews in the process. So we found that, you know, doing things like asking your client to leave a review isn't really actually that helpful. So we have, like, links that you can send to them real quick that they can just press on it and, you know, go to your Google business profile and then leave a review there. Just quick, easy ways for them to do that, that we found had a lot more success. So we do that, and then the sponsored Facebook ads, you would be getting work from that as well. So, I mean, essentially, you know, we'll make it so that you're generating work, right? Because, Danielle, we work on a month-to-month basis with no contracts, right? So we're only going to keep you around if you're actually getting jobs out of it.
And I was also going to mention to you, I think I've already created a Google business profile.
Okay, I just didn't see one for you. Did you make it just like recently or something?
Yes, but I'm not sure that I completed it. Like, I may have left it like uncompleted, so I don't know if it like deletes it, if it's left uncompleted or.
Well, not necessarily. But so you got like a postcard in the mail?
Oh, I didn't get a postcard in the mail.
Okay.
So I don't know if we're.
Yeah, because I do see that you have it looks like a Facebook business profile, and then it looks like you're on Yelp, but I don't see a Google business profile for you coming up. So it may just it be that it's so new that it's not live yet, because it does take like 48 hours for it to actually be like visible. There may be something.
It may
that you,
be that I may. Sorry for interrupting you.
Oh no, you're fine.
I just want you to know, like before we keep going on about it. It may have not been that. It may have actually been like the because the other lady I spoke with, I think she mentioned something about Google Ads. So that may have been what I was actually trying to create. So those don't fall into the same category.
Yeah, no, that's something different. That would be like, did they get credit card information from you?
No, I was just in the process of like starting it up. I never got to that part.
Okay, because I mean, actually, I'm kind of glad you didn't end up doing that, because actually, Google Ads is a pay-per-click campaign, and those can be kind of pricey. And, you know, and when somebody clicks on your business name, it means you're charged for it. It doesn't mean that somebody actually has to call you. So Google Ads,
yeah.
We found, they just didn't have the highest return on investment that Facebook Ads did. So the Facebook Ads are cheaper, and they get you a higher return, right? You know, and then you still get Google's map section, which is actually where 9 out of 10 of the buying decisions are happening anyway. So typically people skip right over the ads and go straight to that map section to make their purchasing decisions. So, that's where we would have you listed, is there on that map section in that pack result, right? Where there's usually like 3 businesses, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And right now, like, I was telling the other person, we just started Home Advisor with Angie's ads or Angie's leads, and we paid like $700 for that like last week, and but I just turned the leads on because like he had a job to do today, and so I didn't like, you know, I know with leads like you've got to be like quick because they're getting sent out to other people also.
Yeah,
and I didn't want him to, like, you know, not be available or whatever. So we were just going to wait. Well, somehow it accidentally got turned on. I guess they set it to go on at a certain time, and I didn't know that because I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, I knew because I looked, but I was going to go in and change it, and I honestly forgot. And so we've had, like, 5 leads come through just in the last 24 hours. The only unfortunate part is we're getting charged, like, $50 per lead. And so if he doesn't get the job, he loses the money. You know, I mean.
That's crazy. $50 a lead is kind of a lot for a tree company. but, I mean, here, you know, Danielle, let me ask you, out of those 5 leads, did any of them turn into jobs?
Well, so he went and priced one yesterday, and the lady is supposed to be getting back with him. He actually had to go to the bank, I guess, to get a loan. And then he's on the way to price another one right now. Oh, well, you know, like do a free estimate or whatever. But they said that, like, if we did not get at least one job out of the 10 leads, it was money back guaranteed. So they'll give us our money back.
Be careful with that.
Supposedly. Yeah, I was going to say, because there was fine print that said as long as they were contacted within 15 minutes. Well, with them cutting the leads on and me not, like, being aware of it, at the very first lead, we didn't contact them. So that would probably be something I would have to fight with them if we ended up not getting a job. But he did have another job today that he made, like, $800 on that wasn't associated with this. So I'm trying to be optimistic. So I was like, well, we already made our money back, so if we lose it, like, this is just a lesson learned, but we're open to new things. Like, I was just telling you about that so you could kind of, like, give me some advice because I'm new to all of it.
Well, I mean, yeah, I appreciate you telling me that. You know, I mean, I love helping companies, and, you know, new companies, I just, I see them taken advantage of so frequently, especially by Angie, or HomeAdvisor by Angie. So the thing with them, like, they can be great. Okay. You know, just, it's just typically what I see with them when people do really well, they just tend to have like 200-300 reviews. But then even with that, the only problem with that is if you do get 200-300 reviews and then you ever decide you want to leave Angie, you don't get to take those reviews with you. So those always stay on that profile. Now, essentially what Angie does is kind of genius. What they do is they list themselves on Google, and then they generate that work from Google that you could essentially just be generating on your own. So, I mean, they know the data.
You know, you, like, another thing I don't like is they don't give you, like, the people's direct number. They, like, try to do it through the app. So I was like, well, when you get there, you need to get their contact information, because, like, he's going to these people's house and he don't even have their phone number. And with him being so busy, sometimes he forgets to ask.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
I'm like, you need, like, you've got to be more proactive, like, and get their information and let them know if they need something in the future to contact you. Don't go through them. You know, because then we would just end up paying for that ad again, or not that ad, paying for that lead again when they could just go through him next time. And
right.
So, you know, it's a learning process, but.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, and, you know, I'd say any business, right? You know, it's like you guys are new, you know, don't, you know, beat yourself up or anything. Like, it is a learning process, you know. I mean, the first year is always going to be the hardest. I just am personally the type of person that is always going to be about working smarter and not harder. And I just know that Google is about working smarter, right? Because you'll get direct phone calls. It's an unlimited call service. People are looking for your services on Google. But then we expand your reach to Facebook, Bing, you know, mobile devices, you know. So we're not just doing that one thing. It also does include a website for you guys, too. So your own URL domain name at no additional cost. So normally those are actually an extra $500, but I already just went ahead and included that for you guys since you're a new company. So, I mean, you know, it's pretty inclusive, right? Like all in one. But just to let you know a price, Danielle, I can get you guys in for a reduced rate of just $299 month to month. The first month it would have a one-time setup fee of $99 to program you in. So your initial investment would be $398 and then $299 there going forward.
Okay, I mean, that sounds good. The only thing that I want to make 100% sure of is, like, when I go on my own phone, on my own, to Safari and go to my browser and type in www.tree, or type in tree services near me, and Google pops up www.tree excerpts is going to be the first thing right there. Is that the way that works?
Well, yes. Okay, essentially, yes. But let me just kind of break it down for you, okay? I work here because I 100% believe in transparency. And I just want you to know that this isn't the type of thing that happens overnight, right? It's not like you sign up today, you're going to be up on the first page of Google tomorrow. That's just not how Google works. So we would, if you don't have a Google business profile, we would have to create you one, and they send you out a PIN verification. That PIN verification takes about 10 days. To be mailed to you. Once it's mailed to you, then we begin to take that profile and we optimize it onto the first page. So we have to add backlinks, create content. You know, that in itself takes about 30 to 45 days to see maximum results. So this Facebook ads we get up and running within about 7 to 14 days. The website would be completed in 7 to 14 days. So all the content is created and set up within about 7 to 14 days, but 30 to 45 days is when you would see maximum results with it beginning to populate in your service area.
I've heard you mention Facebook ads several times. I was thinking that, like, you had to pay, like, I've ran Facebook ads for his company before, but you have to pay for them. Like, is that included in the price that you're discussing? Do y'all have some kind of, like, agreement with them, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we're partnered with Facebook as well. But that is included in the price I'm giving you. So yes, everything that the price is a flat monthly rate. There's nothing additional to that. You know, there's no, contracts, no hidden fees, no extra taxes, nothing like that. It would be an unlimited call service, again, with calls going directly to your phone. So, yeah, I mean, That would be that flat monthly rate.
So how do people get it to where, like, they're, like, that number one person? How does that work? How do you build that credibility? What is that based off of? Is it off of who's paying the most, or is it off of who has the most reviews?
No. Well, okay. The way you put it is interesting, because, I mean, I would say it's a little of both, right? So, I mean, you know, like, in a sense, Danielle, you're hiring a partner here, right? So this is a partnership between our company and your company, you know, and it takes work on both ends for a partnership, right? So, I mean, it's like you can buy a gym membership, but you're not going to see any results unless you actually go. You know what I mean? So
right.
It's kind of the same thing. Like, there needs to be some work on your part. We do take care of a huge majority of it for you. But we just need to make sure that you answer your phone, you know, that you're able to send in photos, that, you know, we just have clear communication. I would say that's ultimately one of the biggest hiccups is just, you know, not being able to maybe get a hold of somebody. So as long as we have clear communication.
I've been driving at my husband all morning because we did this Angie's lead thing. Well, I put my number and his number on there because if he's at work and he's in a tree, he can't answer the phone. And I don't want him to put himself in danger to try to answer the phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, for sure.
I'm like, I'll handle it, you know, if you can't answer, like, you know, which I've got to, I think I'm going to, like, go into our settings and figure out a way to make it where, like, if he doesn't answer, it'll forward the phone call to my phone instead of both of our numbers being listed on there. Because what's happening with that is when the lead comes through, both of our phones are ringing. And then it connects us to the person. So if I answer the phone before him, when it connects him, that person's phone's going to go to voicemail. You see what I'm saying? Even though I might be over here on the phone with them, and then I'm calling him trying to get him to make sure he got in touch with that person. Because he, like, I have a very professional, like, way of talking to people, but I don't know how to answer certain questions for them, you know, because, like, that's his profession, not mine. And so, like, it's like I would rather him handle that side of it, you know, but it's like I had to get on to him this morning because, like, I had called him, like, three times, and I couldn't get him on the phone. And I'm like, if I can't get you on the phone, how is somebody else going to get you on the phone? Like, and, you know, he took my constructive criticism into account, but it's just like, you know, you've got to, like you said, you've got to, when you're running a business, like, you've got to have your mind, you can still, you know, do other things, like clean the house, like, I stay at home and take care of my grandmother. So, like, I can still, right now, I'm doing laundry, but you've got to, you know, be ready to answer the phone when somebody calls. Like, that's just it.
Yeah.
If you want the job.
I mean, I can't tell you, Danielle, how many, business owners that even pay to be on the first page of Google don't answer their phone, and then they're wondering why they don't have business. You know, I mean, it's and these aren't necessarily even like you know, people I know, but just like, for instance, my one of my coworkers needed to get her refrigerator fixed, and so she called, you know, people off Google, and she told me like four or five people just didn't answer their phone. You know, and it's like, well, okay, I mean, what do you expect? You know, you gotta answer it, you know. But hey, the good thing here is, actually we have the ability to kind of do what you said through Google. So, actually we can add what's called a call tracking number to the account, and the call tracking number, it helps you directly track the calls from Google. And then you can add multiple lines to the account. So if you if he's in the middle of something, he can basically turn it off so the calls don't come to him, and then they would go be directed to you instead. So
right.
I mean, yeah, we can do that.
Same page.
yeah. And I mean, that's, you know, that's always super helpful for business owners when they have something like that.
Is there any way you can send me the name of your company, like that you're like your partner through, and send, like, to my email or my phone number, just so I can go online and gather, like, some I personally like to do my own research on something first. And so if I could just, you know, go online and kind of do my own research on it, and then from there, like, you get back in touch with me and then make a decision, like, today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so, and I can tell you, Danielle, I'll send you over the Google partner directory so you can verify our partnership through Google. It does have a quick link on there to our website as well as our credentials with Google. So I can send that over to you right now. But also I'll send you our pricing page and website. Just keep in mind that the prices on our website are going to be higher than what I quoted you, because that promotion was put in for you because you're a new company. But the package that I'd be talking about is the Platinum package. And then, I mean, you know, and if you just do a quick Google search of us, you'll see we have over 900 reviews with a 4.2 rating. We do have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You know, we have been in business for 19 years, and we do have over 10,000 clients that renew with us every month. So, I mean, you know, every review you're not going to find is going to be, you know, 100% amazing. You know, and I would say that's ultimately
That's how it was with, I'm very, like, hyper, so sorry that I keep interrupting you, but,
No, you're fine. Like, you just kind of cut out a little bit, so I couldn't hear what you said.
That's how it was with Angelus. Like, you know, I seen, you know, where they got sued, and I seen all that, but, like, really, like, if you go on Facebook and look a company up, that's where you're really going to find the most feedback, because people are, like, actually talking about what's happening, and then you're like, somebody will get like mad and they'll post something, and then when they post something, people will start commenting on it, and they'll like give their own personal like feedback, and you know, some of it's good, some of it's bad, and that's what made me ultimately, you know, I was on the fence about going with HomeAdvisor, but you know, I went on Facebook and I just typed in like HomeAdvisor through Angie's, it's not Angie's List, it's Angie's Leads. And, you know, I've seen some people saying some ugly things, but then I also seen people that were, like, optimistic, like, well, you know, you might sign up for this, but, like, if you're not, you know, prompt or whatever, what me and you were just talking about.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
You know, everybody's going to say their personal experience, but some people don't. They might say something bad, but they're not actually telling the whole story. And
yeah,
so
yeah.
That's
right.
Kind of like,
well,
but like I said, I just like to research.
I mean, yeah, and I would say that's true. Like, you know, it's like that gym example I gave, you know, it's the same thing. You know, it's, ultimately what you'll find is when people are usually upset or frustrated, it's kind of just like they hired a trainer and then didn't go to the session. You know, like,
right.
Like the same thing, like, you know, like, I mean,
or
if
a lot of people
don't
read the fine print.
Well, I mean, I'm very transparent, like I said, about everything that we do, anything you'd find about us. I mean, I work here because I 100% believe in transparency. You know, I'd rather you know what you're getting and I'd rather help your business. So, you know, that's ultimately what it comes down to for me, you know, and the people I work with, you know, so, yeah, I mean, anything I say is exactly how it's going to be, but that's just in itself, you know, just make sure we have clear communication. That's ultimately what it comes down to, is making sure that
so let me ask you this. When someone goes on to Safari and clicks on the search bar and they type in WW Tree Expert, our name will come up, our reviews, our website and all that, right? That is all entitled in what me and you discussed, correct?
Correct.
Gunner, look at me.
I don't know if you
sorry,
know.
Sorry, I have a 5-year-old.
Oh, no, you're fine. I have a lot of mom friends, so I'm pretty used to it. I don't think you could talk to any mom without them, like, you know, at least 10 times saying their kid's name.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm doing really good today because they're actually behaving right now. Where's Henry? Oh, she's taking a nap. Okay. I have my two kids, and then I have my niece and nephew. So I'm like,
okay.
And my grandmother that's 76. So I'm definitely a multitasker.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Wow, that's pretty incredible. I can barely handle my cats. I don't know what you call that.
He said he could barely handle his cats. Oh, and I got a cat and a dog.
Oh, <dude. laughs> Yeah, I have two nephews. I love them, but I love to be able to take them and give them away. You know, here, take them back.
I know,
you know,
you're right.
So that's nice. Yeah.
I tell my brother, he's my brother, like, he's kind of like in a same-sex relationship or whatever. And he's, like, talking about him and his boyfriend, like, having, like, a kid or adopting a kid or whatever. And I'm like,
oh, that's cool.
Don't do it. Like, don't do it, dude.
Oh.
Don't. Like, you don't want no kid. Like, it might sound cute and everything, but don't do it. It's a trap.
Yeah. That's cool, though, that they want to adopt. I mean, I think that's super awesome, you know, that, I mean, when there are people out there that actually, you know, want to adopt, I mean, I just think it makes such a big difference, you know.
But people don't know what it's like till they do it.
Yeah.
It's definitely a commitment.
I mean, I'm sure you've heard, everybody is the best parent in the world until they have a kid.
Exactly.
You know, like, I mean, everybody has all the parenting advice in the world until you actually have a child.
Yes. You know? I'm like, come and get mine, please.
But, you know, so have you ever looked up the people in your area that are using Google? Because, I mean, none of them actually look like huge companies. There's, like, Matt Loveless and Jacob's Tree Service.
Can you say that? Explain what you mean. Sorry, I didn't understand your question.
Well, have you ever looked up, like, your competitors there in the area?
Well, what I've done is, like, I'll go to Safari, and then I click on the search bar, and then I just type in, like, tree services. I'm doing it while I'm on the phone with you, so I can kind of – tree services near me. So, like,
yeah.
Rodriguez Tree Services pops up, which is in Carrollton, Ruby's Tree Service, Hernandez Brothers Tree Service. So there's actually several right there. And then, of course, you can hit more businesses. But, like, Hernandez Brothers Tree Service, he's got 172 reviews with a 4.9 star rating.
Are you
and
in
so,
Woodland?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I only see Matt Loveless Tree Service, Jacob's Tree Service.
Well, actually, it says Newell. I don't know why my GPS. See, I'm in Woodland, but for some reason, like, it pulls up Newell. Let me type in Woodland. Okay. Yeah, Matt Loveless Construction. Wow. So really, there's nobody like in my area.
Yeah. Well, there's no one in like your zip code. It doesn't look like there's a lot of people in your zip code. I mean, we would expand that, but you know, I mean, that's pretty good for you, right there in your zip code. Actually, that there's nobody, that there aren't a lot of people. It'll be like way easier to optimize you. I mean, I imagine very shortly you'll probably be number one there in your local area. You know, it probably won't take very long, but then of course we'll expand on that, you know, so you're more than just that.
Yeah. And I had, the pay-per-click seems cool and everything, but like I said, that stuff can add up quick. And
yeah, it can.
The most unfortunate part about that is like, okay. And maybe you can, like, steer me in the right direction with this since you have more, like, experience talking to people about this kind of stuff. So,
uh-huh.
Like, I told my husband, like, we have our leads cut off right now. Because, like, in his mind, he's thinking, you know, since they're sending these leads to, like, five other people and him, that he's got to be, like, you know, the first one to answer the call, the first one to get there, and the first one to, like, get the job done tomorrow or he's going to lose it. And in my mind, I'm like, well, I need to turn the leads on because somebody might not be able to schedule this job until 2 weeks from now, and I don't want to lose that job by having my leads turned off. What is your, like, transparency on that?
Well, so, like, as in, like, being able to pause it? Is that what you're asking?
No. Like, I guess what I'm asking is, like, do you think that this service that you're trying to offer me, like, would kind of like make things I'm trying to think of the ways that I could ask you because it's kind of confusing what I'm trying to ask, but I guess like, okay, so you have some people that need a job done, but like some people want it done right then, but then some people are just like, you know, sitting here thinking about how they need a tree cut, but they might not have the money for it for 2 weeks. Or they might not have the money for it for a month, but they still want to call somebody and get somebody to come look at it so they can get an idea of how much it's going to cost, even though they're not wanting the job done immediately. But in my husband's mind, like, we need to keep our leads cut off if he can't go do the job that day, because every person wants the job done that day or the next day. And, like, it's just, like, we have a different mentality about it. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, my mentality is, like, it should be cut on, like, all the time because this, we might pay $50 for this lead, but not everybody's going to want it done right then. Someone might want it done a month from now, and we're still going to lose that job because, you know, you don't know what the person wants. And, like, right now, our leads are cut off because he told me to cut them off. And I've had, like, okay, so since my leads have been cut off, I've had, so, like, okay, the way it works on there is, like, when I cut my leads on, anytime somebody has a, like, request, it comes straight through. But when it's paused, it comes in as an opportunity. And so, like, since I cut my leads off this morning, I've had two opportunities come through. And the way the opportunities work, it, like, it says, this customer is looking for services you offer. Review the project and decide if you'd like to show interest. Only pay if the customer requests a quote from you. Am I charged for opportunities? All accepted opportunities are billed outside of your monthly budget. So what I'm assuming, I need to call them because I'm not for sure, but what I'm thinking is, like, if your leads are cut off, it'll come through as an opportunity, and you can, like, respond back and be like, yes, I'll take the opportunity, and then they'll get in touch with you, and you get charged if they decide to get in touch with you. I don't know. I have to call and find out about that, which I know you don't work for them. I'm just kind of telling you more about it.
I'm not sure. I've heard of their opportunity leads, but I didn't know that that's how they work. I mean, everything I know about Andrews is just by talking to my clients. I mean, you know, ultimately what I would say is really since, you know, it's going to take at least a couple of weeks for you to get those Facebook ads going, maybe, you know, turn the leads on until that point. And then once you start getting some jobs coming in from Google and Facebook, I would suggest to turn them off. You know, so then
to use this as a way to kind of like get started, I guess, kind of like,
But I mean, yeah, it's always better to have as many jobs as possible, especially when you're just starting out, because you never know when those jobs could turn into other jobs, you know, like word of mouth and, you know, whatever. I mean, I don't know, at least if I was to start a business, I mean, that's how I would be, you know, I would just take as many jobs as I could, you know, so that you can create that pipeline, right? Like, you want to have a pipeline of people that are talking to other people, and the only way you do that is through effective marketing. So, I mean, whether it be knocking on doors or being online, you know, any business is going to have to do some sort of marketing, but I just know that Google is going to be 100 times more effective than knocking on doors, you know, because it has a wider
reach. Right, and that's kind of, because, like, me, I'm going to, like, this is just how I am. Everybody's different. Like, I can't believe people even pay to use HomeAdvisor. I can't wrap my head around that. But, like, me, like, if I need a plumber, I'm just going to go on Safari, and I'm going to type in plumbers near me, and I'm just going to, like, call each one, and I'm going to be like, hey, how much do you charge to, you know, come look at my toilet? And then I'm going to call the next one and be like, hey, how much do you charge to come look at my toilet? You know, like, and whichever one's the cheapest is and, like, has decent reviews, that's who I'm going to go with. So, like, that's why I'm just going to say this. Like, he has a, like, friend that started the same business as him. And my husband has way more experience. He's actually learned from my husband, but he's more, like, okay to go in debt than my husband is. My husband's more like the type of person that wants to make sure, like, he's not going to go, like, lease equipment.
Yeah.
And then not have the money to pay for it if the jobs don't come through. Like, he wants to, like, make sure – he'd rather have stuff paid off. So, like, his friend, he's on Angie's list, but he doesn't have anything on Google. And I just can't wrap my mind around that because Google is such, like – which I would never tell him that because, like, you know, I would rather have the jobs than him. But, like, I just feel like Google is, like, the first – and maybe it's just because that – I'm not saying – I don't know if it's that I'm smarter or if it's that's just my way of doing things. But, like, I feel like people are so much more likely to use Google than other marketing places, I guess.
Well, I mean, I don't mean, you know, yeah, I would just say, Danielle, sometimes common sense is not that common. You know, like,
right?
I don't know. People, you know, and sometimes it's just, yeah, they just, I don't think that people necessarily see it from the average person's point of view, you know, and they still try to see it from their own point of view. You know, like, I've had, like, business owners tell me how much they hate Google and blah, 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 and I'm just like, okay, well, maybe you hate Google, but the people looking for your services don't, you know? Like,
yes, exactly.
You know, do you want that work or not? Like, you know?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, so,
Google is the number one platform. I mean, as far as I know, I haven't done my research, but Google's the number one platform. Like,
yeah,
I mean, because
I know it,
way more people have iPhones than Androids, and when you go to Safari, that's the first thing that pops up. And
yeah.
So...
Well, I mean, most Androids are actually made by Google. So, I mean, most Android users use Google anyway, and then iPhone users go to Google on Safari. So, I mean, we're all using Google.
Exactly.
All of us.
So, what is the name of your what is the name of your company again?
Local Splash. I texted you over that information.
Sorry.
Did that come through to you?
Yes,
no,
it did. Hold
make
on.
Sure it came through.
Okay, let's see. So how long have you been, like, doing this, what you're doing right now? Selling this?
I've worked with this company for 5 years now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because it sounds like you're pretty intellectual about it.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I love working here. I mean, it's, you know, it's a great company. I mean, most of my coworkers have actually been here between, you know, 5 and 12 years. I mean, so I think that should say something, you know. It's like,
wow.
I've worked for companies that have high turnover rates, and, you know, it's just they don't even have the product or the people or whatever it is. But when you find a good company to work with that actually provides, you know, a quality product, you stick with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my brother, he's been with, what's it called? If I wouldn't have been thinking about it, I wouldn't have been able to say it. But he kind of does, like, let's see what it's called. I'm trying to think. Instacart. Well, word, I couldn't think of it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Does he like
yeah,
it?
He's been with them for several years, and he's actually, I can't remember, like, exactly what he does, but he's, like, up, you know, into, like, the IT part of things. And so he really likes that, but.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of, like, stuff where people, you know, kind of, like.
So he doesn't actually do, like, deliveries. He actually, like, works
for
the company.
Yeah, he works for, like, the IT part of it. So, like, the computer part of it, I guess, is the best way to say it. I'm not very good with, like, terminologies and stuff, but kind of more so, like, the, like I said, just the technology side of things that controls all that. But,
yeah, that's cool.
All right.
IT is a good career, for sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money.
He went to college for nursing, and then he ended up, like, getting a job with AT&T, like, and he was kind of doing, like, the IT stuff, and he did that for several years. And then I think he worked for T-Mobile, and then somehow, I don't know how, he ended up getting wrapped up with Instacart, and which he lives in, like, Marietta. I don't know where you live at, but, like, he lives in Atlanta, so it's easy for him. There's lots of stuff going on around there. Okay,
yeah.
Take control of your own.
Oh, so you're looking at our pricing page. If you look at the bottom, is going to be our packages, but also you'll see a G. It's the Google Partnership Badge. If you press on that, it would take you to the directory listing for Google's partner directory that I sent you earlier. But the Platinum package is the package that I'm talking about. Also, Danielle, too, if you're on your phone, there's three white lines on the left-hand side on the top. And if you press on that, there'll be a section that says, Why Us? And there you'll be able to see some of the major corporations that we work with, as well as some actual client reviews.
Okay. So y'all helped me, like, build the business. Like, I know, obviously, that's what marketing is. It's helping someone kind of build their business. But what I'm saying is, like, do you have, like, someone that personally, like, guide you through, like, I would kind of call it, like, orientation to, like, get it set up and stuff like that? Or is it pretty, like, self-explanatory where you just, like, click through it and it, like, takes you through it?
No. So I would set you up for an onboarding call. The onboarding call is going to be about 20 to 30 minutes, and that's where they're going to start creating the campaign. You would be provided with a reporting dashboard. So the reporting dashboard is where you'll be able to see everything on the back end of your account. We don't want you to just take our word for all of it, right? So you'll be able to see all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, you know, even the location of the searches that are performed. But in there, you'll also have the ability to get a hold of your account management team. So they're readily available to you Monday through Friday. So you have an entire team that works on your account Monday through Friday. So we have specific departments for, like, Facebook ads, for the Google Business Profile, you know, to work on your account to make sure that everything is running smoothly.
Oh, wow. This company's in California.
Yeah.
Far, isn't it? I mean, which that don't really matter, but I was just saying that's where it was founded.
No, so we're located within about 25 miles of the Google headquarters. So all the Google partners have to be so far away from the Google headquarters, so they actually come into our office.
Oh, my goodness. Service. I did not know that. That is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool and crazy, I guess. So let me ask you this. How did you find, like, I know I've been online looking at stuff. How did you find our information to reach out to us?
Well, since we're partnered with Google, when we have a listing available, Google provides us with a list of possible candidates for the listing.
Okay.
And then our mapping coordinators call throughout the area until it's filled. So I don't know where they got it. I mean, it could have been anywhere online. As long as your business and phone number is on Google, then they have a way to find it.
So you just work in, like, sales, or what department do you work in?
Yeah, so I would, well, I'm the account management, like, I would be the lead on your account. So I'm still here as a resource for you, always. I mean, you know, I would send you my extension and phone number. In fact, I'll just go ahead and send it to you right now. So I'm here if you need something escalated or whatever it may be. I may not have the answer, but at least, you know, I'll be able to get somebody that'll get it to you as quickly as possible.
Okay. I'm still just kind of looking, like, see. I bet it's a lot easier to talk to women than it is men, isn't it?
or what would you say about that? I would say it's, yeah, I enjoy talking to women sometimes more. you know, men.
I just know how, like, men are, like, they're just like.
Well, especially contractors, you know, contractors really don't like online stuff. They want to just do the work. They don't want to deal with, you know, online stuff. And so sometimes it can be a little bit difficult. I think it's mostly just because they don't understand, you know, but it's not for any other reason. And I think women just understand the importance more of marketing for a company, you know, than men do sometimes. But not all the time. You know, I definitely have a lot of people that sign up that are men. But, yeah, I would say generally women understand that.
I'm just looking.
No problem. Did you have any questions about any of it?
Not yet. I'm just kind of, like, reading.
Sure. Yeah, take your time. If you have any questions at all, just let me know.
Okay. So I'm looking at, like, the business profile on the Better Business Bureau. And, of course, I know, like I said, Angie's Home Advisor has, like, a horrible, you know, rating. So I try not to, like, focus so much on that. But I did see that people
there's a handful of legitimate complaints. I mean, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you, Danielle, but, you know, with 19 years of industry expertise and over 10,000 clients, I mean, you know, that's like less than 1% of the actual clients that we've worked with, because there's only actually 12.
Yeah, it's crazy because, like, on Google it's 4.2, and then on that, I don't understand, like, why the Business Bureau is always...
Well, because the Better Business Bureau is specifically for people to complain. That's, like, the only thing it's for. We maintain that A-plus rating by responding and resolving the issues. So there's, like, 12 or, I don't know, 16 complaints, I think, on there. I mean, Angie's, they have, like, over 3,000 negative reviews.
Oh, yeah. Theirs was terrible. And, I mean, even like, the people that we have our mortgage through, there was people on there saying stuff about them. I mean, it's just, you know, it's interesting, like, to see, like, the, you know, some of the stuff that people say, though.
It's crazy. You know, honestly, it was funny because somebody had brought up our Better Business Bureau to me one time. And, you know, and I'm, like, thinking, like, you know, we don't have, like, there's a few bad reviews on there, yes, but there's, like, 12, and we've been in business for a very long time, you know, and, but, so, this person was with Angie, and I had never looked at their Better Business Bureau, so I went to look at it, and I was like, that is insane. They have, like, so many bad reviews. Like, I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Like, you're really going to go off of our, like, 12, you know, bad reviews, but yet you're with a company that has over 3,000 negative reviews on the Better Business Bureau. I mean, I don't know. That's pretty wild to me. You know? And, I mean, we've never changed our name. We've never been sued. You know, like, our business name has been Local Splash for the past 19 years, you know? So, I mean, that in itself, I feel like when companies, like, especially marketing companies, when they change their business name, it's, like, kind of suspicious, you know?
It's super confusing, too. I mean,
yeah.
I did all that research on that crap, too. It was kind of crazy. I guess, like, my next question, like, just out of curiosity, like, so what other, I think it was Thrive. Okay, so I was on, like, YouTube, and I was, like, Googling, like, digital marketing strategies and stuff like that, and I think it was Thrive. Maybe, I don't know if it was them or somebody else.
I mean, I'm familiar with Thrive, yeah.
So there was a guy on there. I'm going to try to see if I can go back to it real quick and see. Goodness, I wish I would have, like, screenshotted it or something. Because he was kind of like discussing, like, kind of like in a sequence, like, what is, like, the best marketing, like, the best, like, where you should start, and it was like a wheel, where you should start, and, like, what you should, like, kind of go around to, I guess you could say. I wish I could find the video so I could kind of explain it.
Thrive has an interesting model of how they do things. I've actually worked with a lot of people that have come from Thrive to our company. In fact, I had one guy, was with Thrive, and for some weird reason he didn't remember he was with Thrive, signed up with us, called back, said he didn't want to continue with the service, then ended up staying with us and ended up not continuing with Thrive. And he had already been with them for like 2 or 3 months and had gotten nothing out of it. And then with us in the first month, he got a $12,000 job. And it's because with Thrive, the way that they do things is they don't actually start marketing your company for some reason for the whole first month.
So, you know, for the first month, they're like building CRMs and like back end stuff, that is like more for the model of the company and not for the marketing. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know. They tend to be more expensive too. I mean, that guy, he was spending like twice the amount of money with Thrive that he was that he ended up spending with us. So, I mean, they're good. I believe they used to be the Yellow Pages, or something. They're a pretty big company. You know, but it's just the way that they do things is just different than the way we do it. And I don't know. I've seen more success with the way we do things. So.
Okay. So explain to me, like, I've kind of looked, how, what the process was again. I know you already told me once. So you pay, and then what happens after that? Like,
well, so essentially what I do, Danielle, is I'd lock you into the position. I'd go ahead and get some basics about the company, set you up for payment. I would schedule you for an onboarding call. It's still kind of early. I mean, we might be able to schedule that for today or tomorrow. That call will be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. Then from 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard, as well as the directory submissions like Yelp, Yahoo. Well, then from 10 to 12 days, we'll get you your Google Business Profile, then also get you on mobile devices. We do then get the company on Facebook ads from 7 to 14 days, as well as creating a website. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything will begin to appear there on that first page.
Okay. All right. Well, so basically that thing that we looked up earlier that said Matt Loveless Construction and Tree Service, we would be popping up there.
Yes, correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. How long would that take for us to be popping up there, just out of curiosity?
Well, so you would – automatically be on the first page, because at least in that one zip code, there aren't a lot of people. So, but to get to the top of that first page, it would take about 30 to 45 days. I imagine that'll happen much quicker, because there aren't a lot of people in that area. But again, we'd be able to expand that. So you're not just being found in that one zip code. I mean, we're able
right.
to give you a 50 mile radius. So. You know, you'll be able to have
so
up to 15 keywords.
One more time, I know this may sound repetitive, but explain to me one more time how I would like, okay, so if you do Newell, will you just do Newell real quick, like the zip code for Newell, do you know it, or?
No, but I can, how do you spell the city, Newell?
N-E-W-E-L-L.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. So I still see Matt Loveless, Morrow's Tree Service, Corson Tree Service, Jacob's Tree Service. There definitely are more tree companies in Newell.
Okay. For some reason, okay, let me see what my radius is, because I don't think it's the same as yours. Because for some reason, it's showing Rodriguez, Ruby's, Hernandez on mine. And they have, like, way more reviews than – what they have the most reviews, if that makes sense. So
yeah, well, that's – we would have you listed up there with them, yes.
Okay, but what, like, determines the order of those? Like, because, of course, you know, the first one you see is the first one you're going to look at. The first one you're going to hit call on.
Right. Well, so, I mean, not necessarily always, but people do make their buying decisions from that first page because they have enough options. They just don't need to go to the second and third page of Google. But it's not always the very first person people call. I mean, sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. I mean, you just won't be the only person there. But we, like I said, we'll help to attract more people to your profile by helping you to create more reviews. And then also with the website that we make, you know, we do really beautiful websites here. So, you know, that's something else that will attract people to your profile. Adding pictures.
Chloe, come here. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're fine. So that would be the things that we would do to attract people to the profile itself, that makes it so that people would call you directly, as well as making sure that you're populating in the places you want to be found for the actual keyword phrases. that people are searching for the most.
You and Gunner, come here.
So what? But I guess what I'm asking you is like, what is it that's making them show up like at the top?
Well,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, so they're those people are paying to be there. So all of page one is paid for advertising, and it's not necessarily that they pay more or less. It's just a rotating system. So, you know, sometimes you might be number one. Sometimes you might be number two. It just rotates. So Google isn't, like, paying for, like, you know, the yellow pages, right, like where you buy a spot in a directory listing. This Google's first page does rotate. But with our optimization, what we do is we do our best to keep you at number one all the time, right? But sometimes it could be number two. Sometimes it could be number three. It just depends on the algorithm.
Okay, so basically you're saying that, like, they're kind of paying to be, like, first or second? What?
Well, sometimes they also do rotate. So sometimes they, like, today they're number one. Tomorrow they could be number two, right? So their businesses could also rotate as well.
Okay, yeah, because it's kind of confusing because the one with 37 reviews is at the top and the one with 172 is at the bottom, but they're still, like, the top three.
Yeah, sometimes it just rotates, so... you know, but we're able to optimize you to get you, at the peak business hours of the day with both computer and mobile devices. So that you're able to capture, you know, a percentage of the searches being done, there in the area. So, I mean, cause for tree service right now in that area, I can tell you in the Newell area, it looks like for tree service, there were actually, it looks like 845 searches done in the last 30 days. So,
goodness,
you know,
that's a lot.
There's not a lack of work to be had there. It's just a matter of being listed.
Right, and there's not hardly nothing right there. Okay,
yeah.
So what is your – I know you're obviously working in sales or whatever. What is, like, your – do y'all have, like, a guarantee or, like, a promise? Like, do y'all have any – like, I know not everything's money-back guarantee. I'm not asking that. I'm just saying, like, what is y'all's guarantee, like, on things? Because if I pay – I'm just saying, just say I pay for this today, and then 30 days from now I look right here and I can't see his business. Like, I'm not saying that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like
– yeah, absolutely.
Like,
well,
I wouldn't expect you
to – yeah, I wouldn't expect you to stick around if that were the case, Danielle, and that's why our clients renew with us every month. So we only ask you to give it 2 months because in the 2 months you'll see a return on investment, but that doesn't mean that you're in a contract or paying 2 months up front. It's just so you can see the you know, the maximum amount of effort, you know, and get the most out of the position there on the first page. So, but everything here is month to month with no contracts. You know, and I think anybody who puts you in a contract doesn't really believe in what they do. So, you know, that's, we're only able to get.
Angie's List tried to put me on a contract, and that's why I went with Angie's Leads, because Angie's Leads, you don't have a contract. And I don't want to be locked into something that's going to not be optimized and then have to pay for it or go on my credit. Like, I don't want to be in that situation.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. No, yeah, we work on that flat monthly rate with no contracts, no hidden fees, nothing else. So,
okay,
you know, just get it
to
done.
So you're saying for a 100% fact, I know I keep asking again and again, but I'm just trying to make sure that I'm on the same page as you. For a 100% fact, our business is going to show up right there.